Wilson DiIulio, American Government, Chapter 9, Political Parties. A political party exists in three arenas: among the voters who psychologically identify with it, as a grassroots organization staffed and led by activists, and as a group of elected officials who seek to act upon its ideals. This chapter studies the party primarily as an organization, which takes various forms at the local level. These include the political machine, the ideological party, the solidarity group, the sponsored party, and the personal following. National parties are weak coalitions of these local forums. As organizations that influence the political systems, parties are becoming even weaker. Voters no longer strongly identify with one of the major parties. The spread of the direct primary has made it harder for parties to control who is nominated for elective office, thus making it harder for the parties to influence the behavior of officeholders they once elected. Delegate selection rules, especially in the Democratic Party, have contributed to shifting the center of power away from officeholders and party regulars and toward the party's more ideological wings. Minor parties have arisen from time to time, but the only ones that have affected the outcome of presidential elections have been those that represented a splinter group within one of the major parties. An example of such a party is the Bull Moose Progressives. The two-party system is maintained, and minor parties are discouraged by an election system of winner-take-all plurality elections. This arrangement makes voters fear that voting for a minor party will waste their vote. Meanwhile, the primary system makes it possible for minor parties to wield influence through the major parties.